It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a special, because it is all going on off the pitch at Liverpool. And who better to round it all up? What's happened over the last couple of weeks and certainly the last couple of hours? Melissa Reddy, who is, of course, a senior reporter at Sky Sports. Mel, it's been a lively morning, which you weren't necessarily sort of expecting today. But this Michael Edwards story has obviously gathered pace over the last couple of weeks. It's finally been announced. And they've also gone into detail, as I say, in the last hour, a bit more about what that role is. And it's a fascinating one, and it looks like an interesting one indeed for Michael himself.
Yeah, it was going to take a lot to entice Michael Edwards back into football and back working in a sort of club capacity. And so what Liverpool have actually done is they have Michael Edwards overseeing the day-to-day decisions, but he's not in a club capacity because he's working for Fenway Sports Group and he will be their head of football. And so the really interesting thing is, you think to yourself, well, FSG only have one club, but the plan now is for Michael to source a second club for them to acquire and for him to run that as well, and to set up this infrastructure of getting global talent funneling through. As we've seen, the multi-club model has been successful for quite a few organizations. It is the way sustainable football is heading, basically, which might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I suppose in that sphere, if you are looking to expand your portfolio, which FSG want to do, and as Edwards, if you are looking for something to really challenge you, reinvigorate you, and something that, you know, since he's left Liverpool, there have been a lot of hedge funds and billionaires who have gone to him and said, listen, we're trying to buy this club. How do you think we should go about it? How would we run it? Do you want to run it for us? And it's always felt like the wrong opportunity. Apart from that, he's also had Chelsea offer him their CEO of football role. He's had talks with Manchester United pre-Ineos, and I think post Sir Jim Ratcliffe's acquisition of 25% of the club, they were also looking at how they can bring him in to restructure and reshape the entire operation. But I mean, this just seems like the perfect